This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A West Virginia artist has chosen to follow in the footsteps of great naturalists, using her art to capture nature.
Probably college and my early 20s that I realized that I could pair art and nature together and I could make work that celebrates the natural world.
That story and more coming up this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is proudly provided by Luke Frazier. A West Virginia Public Service Commission assessment of Appalachian Power's reliability says the company fails to meet the commission's targets. Curtis Tate has more.
The PSC says Appalachian Power and Wheeling Power's reliability is unreasonable and drags down the reliability of the state's electricity relative to surrounding states. The PSC issued the memo on September 27th, the day Tropical Storm Helene marched into the region and disrupted power to tens of thousands of Appalachian Power customers. As of Thursday, several thousand Appalachian Power customers were awaiting the restoration of service in southern West Virginia, mostly in Mercer County. The company asked the PSC for a 10-day extension to respond to the memo, citing the availability of personnel who were involved in the post-storm restoration effort. The PSC memo cited staff vacancies and a lack of attention to equipment failures as two underlying causes of reliability concerns. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Curtis Tate in Charleston.
Addiction experts have long documented the role prescription drugs played in the opioid epidemic, which claimed hundreds of thousands of lives across the country. A new book follows the criminal trials of a doctor who was convicted of overprescribing narcotics to patients in southern Ohio and Kentucky. Jack Walker spoke to author Philip Isle about the work.
In 2011, a doctor based in southern Ohio, Paul Volkman, stood trial. He was charged with operating a facility that overprescribed narcotics in Portsmouth between 2003 and 2006. Author and journalist Philip Isle's father attended medical school with Volkman and recounted the case in his new book, Prescription for Pain.
You have this series of medical crime stories of doctors who came down here, found employment at these sketchy pain clinics that were almost always not affiliated with local hospitals, that were often owned by people who did not have medical backgrounds, and which just opened this spigot of prescription drugs into an area that was really vulnerable.
Ultimately, Volkman's trial resulted in his conviction. He received the longest sentence given to any U.S. doctor for drug-related crimes during the opioid epidemic, 4 consecutive life sentences in prison. While the fallout from Volkman's criminal proceedings came more than a decade ago, Isle said its lessons on accountability are still resonant for readers today, especially in Appalachia.
It's not a hurricane. It's not an earthquake. You know, people caused this.
Isle will visit several West Virginia bookstores, including ones in Charleston and Huntington, this month to discuss the book. For more information, visit our website at wvpublic.org. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jack Walker in Shepherdstown.
In 2022, nature artist Rosalie Hazlett set out to illustrate some of the birds, reptiles, and animals hiding away in the Appalachian Mountains. Those illustrations became the new book, Tiny Worlds of the Appalachian Mountains, An Artist's Journey. Inside Appalachia's Bill Lynch recently spoke with Hazlett about the experience.
To begin with, where did the idea of the project come from?
So I have always had a special affinity for small creatures ever since I got my first hamster when I was 8. I know a lot of kids go through hamster phases. I think mine was a little more intense than most kids. And that kind of spun off into a love for all rodents. And then that love for tiny creatures just kind of continued as I started to learn more about the natural world as I got older. And always wanted to be an artist, but wasn't really sure what to focus on with my art. And it wasn't until probably college and my early 20s that I realized that I could pair art and nature together and I could make work that celebrates the natural world. I started a personal project in 2017 called Tiny Worlds West Virginia. And that was just, my goal was to get better at watercolor and also to learn a little bit about a new creature every month. And in 2021, I got really hyped up on caffeine one day and I took a big walk and I was like, what if I illustrate a whole bunch of tiny critters from the whole Appalachian mountain range? And before I could talk myself down from it, I like called the guy that I was going to marry in a week. And I was like, can we move out of our apartment and do this huge trip and document all these things? And he was like, yeah, let's do it.
The trip itself and the places you went, mm-hmm. how did you choose them?
So we wanted to take advantage of discounted rates at different rentals. And a lot of them, you have to stay in a place for 2 weeks or longer. We had like six main base camps all scattered throughout the mountains. We kind of just looked at a map of the Appalachian Mountains and we found these locations that were close to public lands. So national park or something nearby, state parks.
Words and pictures, which was harder to get down?
Oh, words. I've never really thought of myself as a writer. I've been a journaler my whole life. Like I kept very regular journals from the time I was like 5 to 18. Every day is documented. So I always like to record what I saw, but I never really tried to write essays or like poems or like polished writing. It was always just very casual. And so I kind of leaned into that for this book because I was really psyching myself out about the writing. I originally wanted it to be all illustrations and just the tiniest descriptions of what I saw. And then as I was working on it, I realized that it was becoming disjointed and I needed to tell the story more through words so that people could understand what was happening if they weren't there. On these long hikes, I'd be by myself, so much time in my own head. And so I would just jot down what I was thinking or what I was seeing in my phone in the notes app. And so I basically wrote the whole book while I was walking or sitting on a log, because sometimes I'd be like tripping over stuff. So I'd stop and I'd sit on a log and I'd write out an observation or the beginning of an essay, and then I'd edit it later. And that actually works really well for this book because I want it to feel like you're walking alongside me through the mountains.
This project, what was your favorite part about it?
Oh, well, there's so many things. One of the things that felt really special was just getting to dive deep into a project for a couple of years. So the trip took 6 months. Planning the trip and getting some grants to help pay for the trip and finding a publisher took a full year before we even left. Coming back afterward, I spent a year finishing all the paintings from those reference materials. So I was able just to kind of lose myself in the project, to lose myself in the places. Even after we got home, I had spent so much time in each place and was so present in each place that I was able to access those memories in a way that I haven't been able to before. So I'd be like working on the section about Quebec and I would see my husband at lunch and I'd be like, he would ask me what I've been up to and I'd be like, oh, I'm just in the woods of Quebec right now. Like mentally, like I was there because I had so much time in each place. And that was really a treat.
That was artist Rosalie Hazlett speaking with Bill Lynch. An exhibit of Hazlett's work is on display through December at the Clay Center for the Arts and Sciences in Charleston. To hear the rest of that interview, listen to Inside Appalachia, Sunday mornings at 7 and Sunday evenings at 6 on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:52. Areas of fog this morning, becoming mostly sunny today. A slight chance of rain and thunderstorms in the east. High temperatures in the 70s and low 80s. Clear tonight, lows in the 50s. Sunny on Saturday with highs in the 70s and low 80s. Support for WVPB is provided by Marshall Health, providing comprehensive primary and specialty care throughout Southern West Virginia and the tri-state region. More at marshallhealth.org. this week's premiere broadcast of Mountain Stage was recorded live at the Culture Center Theater in Charleston, West Virginia. Our song of the week comes from singer, songwriter, poet, and Grammy winner Carrie Newcomer. In the liner note for the song, Carrie states she was inspired by a quote from the contemplative Trappist monk Thomas Merton, who lived in Kentucky. She performs Take More Time, Cover Less Ground from her 2023 album, A Great Wild Mercy.
Clock in an ancient tower. I'm a lone table lamp and the appointed hour. I'm what's never been named and is nameless still. I'm the echo that comes back from the bottom of the well. Let me rest in the arms of these tangled roots. I've been wearing my longing like a backpack and boots. Let me notice the wheels, how they rattle and turn. How my life's filled with kindness that I didn't earn. Time, pick it all up and lay it back down. Time to know what I seek has already been found. Time to listen to what never made a sound. Time to take more time and cover less ground. Surprised how these days so quickly pass, not half empty or full, just a big old glass. Some answers don't come, but it's enough to ask. Deep calls to deep, and vast calls to vast. Time to pick it all up and lay it back down. Time to know what I seek has already been found. Time to listen to take more time and cover less ground. When the light lets loose and the stars take a bow, I'm grateful we're all safe and here for now. Keeps us tethered somewhere, somehow. Now in the season of come on home, slowing my life to the speed of my soul. Now when the reason's been never so clear, at the end of a hard but holy year, time to pick it up. To take more time and cover less ground. Time to take more time and cover less ground.
That was Carrie Newcomer performing Take More Time, Cover Less Ground on the Mountain Stage. To hear the full performance and more, tune in Saturdays at 6 and Sundays at noon, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University and Marshall University School of Journalism and Mass Communications. Our Appalachia Health News Project is made possible with support from Marshall Health. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Bill Lynch, Brianna Heaney, Keelan Bailey, Chris Schultz, Curtis Tate, Emily Rice, Eric Douglas, Jack Walker, Liz McCormick, Maria Young, and Randy Yowie. Eric Douglas produced today's show. I'm your host, Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Morning.